Governor Walker faced another month of disappointing job numbers when a survey of businesses showed Wisconsin lost 6,200 jobs in April. In the past, Walker has relied on this method of counting jobs, but this week his administration released different data. It showed Wisconsin gained 23,000 jobs over the past year.
These are numbers that we don't get to make up. They're not estimates. They're actual surveys of more than 150,000 employers in the state. They're required by law, to provide that to the State Department of Workforce Development.
Democratic candidate for governor Tom Barrett points out the state data released by Walker has not yet been reviewed by federal officials and won't be until after the recall election.
He's asking the voters of the state to trust him and to believe that there will be a 57,000 job swing from the numbers that have been reported by the federal government to the numbers that he has released this week.
Monthly job numbers are preliminary and are often revised later. Walker promised to create 250,000 jobs his first term. Barrett says Walker is not on pace to do that. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.